Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Would you like to create a digital product fast? When I say fast, I mean like today. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to make money on the internet? Well, I know everyone thinks about doing it, but so few people actually do it, accomplish it. Have you ever wondered why your brand is not making it happen for you? Now, would you like to learn what happens when your products take off? Have you ever heard of a book called Real Fast Book Marketing? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to do it real fast today? Are you ready to learn about information product creation? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest. He's a fascinating guest, and he's been on my show before. He will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. Our show has now had over 2.2 million listeners to date. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. He is an author, speaker, consultant, coach, lawyer, nurse, and sometimes blogger. He is also the creator of the popular Real Fast training programs designed to help authors, speakers, coaches, consultants, and trainers, internet marketers, entrepreneurs, effectively grow their businesses faster and profit more effortlessly. He is also the CEO of the brands Healed One Supplements and the Backseat Nanny product sold exclusively on Amazon. It's my pleasure to welcome back to our show again today, Daniel Hall. Hi, Daniel. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. And yourself, January? Thanks so much for having me, by the way. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I've been looking forward to having you on the show again. I remember you were on my show in the past, and we did an entire show about how to become a cruise ship speaker. And after that show, I actually did accomplish that. I was able to sign on with Norwegian Cruise Lines, and that was a wonderful experience for me. Let me ask you a question. Do you still do cruise speaking yourself?
You know, that's funny. It's funny you should ask. The answer is no, but only because I can afford not to anymore. So
okay.
In the old days, I would use my ability to speak, right, to travel the world. And these days, well, I have money, right? I'm much more affluent than when I first started, and I just choose to buy my way anymore.
Well, you know, I'm kind of in the same boat with you, I must confess, because I adored doing it, and it was an adventure. But just like you, I now buy my tickets, and we're leaving on the 10th of this month, and we're going on a 10-day cruise to Bermuda. And I have to confess, it'll be kind of nice not having the pressure of having to speak to the other passengers in a public forum. I'd rather do it at cocktail hour, wouldn't you?
Yes, well, exactly. As you well know, January, the more coin that you have put together in your life, the greater the options of it that you can have. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, I really wanted to come on today and chat about information product creation, because you're saying, well, Daniel, that's kind of funny. Why would you, you know, start with cruise ship speaking and then just jump into information product creation? And the really interesting nexus between those two things is my very first information product was the one that we covered and we talked about the last time we were together on your show, which was cruise ship speaking. So my very first information product was essentially a product that showed people how to trade their ability to speak in public for, in an exchange for, two round trip, cruises for both the speaker and a traveling companion. And that became a very, very successful information product, bringing in well over $250,000 at pretty low price point. So that actually was what launched me. Is that the success of that one product? And as you pointed out in your exquisitely done introduction today, that I have lots of other products and have built a brand, in fact, around this whole idea of real fast, because that's when people want to have results, right? Real fast. They don't want it tomorrow. They want it now. So so I've created this brand around that idea. And, you know, my message for folks listening right now and later is that I don't care what business you're in. I don't care if you're a brick and mortar business. I don't care if you're a chiropractor or some sort of a service professional. And I don't care if you're an online business or a coach or trainer. Whatever business you're in, you would do well for yourself and your client base if you added some sort of information product to the mix, to offer that to that for to your group of people, to your the community that you're trying to serve. So that's really what I'm here to spread the gospel about today.
Well, you know, the reason I'm back interested in what you're doing is I received a fabulous email from John Krimmer, and I adore him. I've been to many of his workshops and lectures. I subscribed. And you wrote the book, Real Fast Book Marketing, with John. What kind of an experience was that? Because I adore you both. So I bet you had a blast doing it, didn't you?
Well, see, here's the thing. John and I are just great friends. And yeah, you're right. We put together a information product called Real Fast Book Marketing. And and then later, about a year ago, we then launched a second course that we published together called Real Fast Pinterest. And then things have actually progressed since that time. But John is a lot of fun. He's super knowledgeable. And he's just so down to earth, right? With everything he does, as you well know, January.
Yeah, he's just the best, and he has the best advice for anyone. So before we talk more, could you just briefly, Daniel, share with my listeners, because we're always very curious to know where your success story began, where you were born, who your early mentors were. Tell us a little bit about Daniel Hall.
Okay, so I am, as you pointed out, a nurse and an attorney, but it's kind of interesting to some people anyway that I don't make my living doing either one of those things. And I went through nursing school and got a nursing license, and then immediately went into law school and did that, mm-hmm. and then practiced law for about 8 years. But I was very unhappy in that profession. I'm much more collegial and not very confrontational. And I'm very much a win-win sort of guy. And I was working in a win-lose system. So it was natural conflict there for me. So I figured it out that I really needed to find another way to make a living. Although I was doing very well financially as an attorney, I just was taking a toll on me mentally and physically and, you know, all those things. And I just said, nope, I'm giving it up. I just jumped into a publishing. Well, actually I gave it up to do real estate, and I did real estate for a bunch of years after that until the last recession hit, which basically cleaned me out in about 2007, like it cleaned out a lot of real estate investors. What happened then was that that was about the time that was in about 2005 that I first wrote and published the Speaker's Cruise Free book. So, concurrently with Speaker's Cruise Free, I was also doing real estate. Mostly real estate is what paid the bills, and, you know, mm-hmm. I did very, very well for a number of years. But the long and the short of it is that when the recession hit and I was basically left, you know, looking down the barrel of another law job, and I did not want to go work for somebody else, did not want to especially practice law. I got real hot on really being serious about taking my product, the one product I had, the Speaker's Cruise Free product, mm-hmm. and doing very, very well. So I just did an intense study and started taking massive action and promoting that. And that's really what I did, to get this far. And you asked about early mentors, mentors, period. I had some great mentors. In fact, I remember as a kid, I've always been interested in publishing and the idea of writing and publishing. And one of my early mentors was a guy by the name of Melvin Powers, who has or had the Wilshire Book Company in Beverly Hills. And he very famously published things like Psycho-Cybernetics and a number of self-development types of books. And as like 12, 13-year-old, I went out to visit him in California a couple times, and he taught me a lot about copy and mail order at the time. There was way before the internet. And so he was, I would say, one of my early mentors. Later on, a guy by the name of Tommy Antion, he helped me out. I've had just so many folks that have helped me through the years. John Kramer, another one of my early mentors.
Yeah. Now let me ask you, at 12 and 13, how did you go about introducing yourself to Melvin Powers? I mean, did you just knock on his door? How did that come about?
That's exactly right. I walked in the front door of the publishing house that he had there. I can't remember if it was on Wilshire Boulevard, or I can't remember where it was, but you could definitely see it from the street. You know where I'm talking about?
I lived in California for 42 years. We lived in Westlake Village, so I know that area very well.
Cool. So just picture me as a 12-year-old, many, many years ago. And here comes, here I come, and I knock on the door, or I go in the office. There's a secretary standing there, sitting there behind the desk. And I said, my name is Daniel Hall, and I'm here to see, Mr. Powers. and she sort of raised an eyebrow, you can kind of picture this. And she said, and what would you like to see him about? And I said, well, I read one of his books, and I'd like to be a publisher when I grow up.
Okay.
And she says, hang on just a second. So she goes back into his office and says, hey, we got this punk out here. She doesn't say this, right? I don't think she says this, but this is, I'm sure the conversation was kind of like, hey, we've got this kid out here wants to see you. And you know, he very graciously let me into his office, and he talked to me a long time, an hour and a half about his books and his business and all that. And so, he was a great guy. And I thought, wow, this dude, you know what, you know, he did what I really wanted to do. And I figured it, as I said, I figured it out pretty early. And I sort of circled back to that entrepreneurial spirit that I had as a kid back when I decided to leave the law practice.
Right. And so it was always a part of your DNA, so to speak, and you did other careers, but then it's kind of like the mafia, it pulls you back in. And you can't really, in my opinion, after doing this show for several years, you can't really be successful unless you are passionate about what you're doing. Would you agree with that?
Oh, without a doubt, that's true, because it comes through in everything that you do, everything that you do. And as long as you are being truly trying to be of service to the community that you're marketing to, that really, you know, you don't have to do it perfectly. I mean, because people will see that you are trying. Right. That your heart is in the right place. And though you may make mistakes along the way, and I guarantee you, you will. Right. I have most people, as long as you have their best interest in mind, are very, very forgiving of, you know, of any little whatever faux pas, or they don't like this or that. But, you know, so that's a very, very important point. In fact, I was just doing a coaching call earlier today when people were worried about, people are complaining that I'm sending, you know, an email, not that I do, but of course I do as well, that I'm sending an email a day. And I said, hey, you cannot please everyone out there. So do not try. Be true to yourself. Serve. And if you serve and they see that, those people that do resonate with the way you do things, we'll stick around. And those people that don't like the way you do things, will get off your list. And you don't want them there anyway, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
Very, very important.
Well, you know, I have to confess, I know you do send emails quite often, and I actually look forward to them. I'm always very curious to what you're up to, and I love your emails. You do a good job. And I feel that when people combine sincerity with service, that will lead them to success. And what leads me to success is sharing a word from our wonderful sponsors. We'll hear from them, and we'll be back with Daniel Hall.
Layla, a book by Jeannie Kerrigan, will take you on a journey, a raw, heart-wrenching journey. The final resting place? Love. Jeannie is an author, healer, and executive director of Ricky's Revolution Nonprofit. You can get your copy of her book at jeanniekerrigan.com. Ricky's Revolution comes directly out of Layla, dedicated to helping homeless runaway youths and victims of sex trafficking reach a place of safety. We distribute Jeannie's monkey named Ricky with vital hotline numbers embroidered on him free to children on the street through loving collaboration with thousands. Proceeds from the book and your donations have saved lives. Ricky'sRevolution.org. One expert, one solution. The book, The 411 on Step Parenting, teaches you how to create a well-blended step family. The 411 on Surviving Teenhood helps parents and teens cope with teenage temptations, teachable moments, and teenage social dilemmas. The books, The 411 on Life Skills and Ace Your Life, helps those living on their own with home and money management, personal care and safety, and much more. An award-winning, best-selling author, registered nurse, and personal growth mentor, Michelle Sfakianos will help you. Get The 411, my411books.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome to the back to the No Whine Zone with my guest today, Daniel Hall. I'm pleased to share that both Jeannie Kerrigan and Michelle will be with us on this month on the show, sharing some information about their wonderful books and their nonprofit programs. We're back with Daniel Hall, and he's created another number of products under the Real Fast brand, including Real Fast Book Marketing with John Kremer, Real Fast Book Distribution with Elaine Wilkes, Real Fast Affiliate Profits, Real Fast Webinars, Real Fast DVD with Mike Stewart, and Real Fast Traffic Plan. So you have been a real fast, busy guy these days, haven't you, Daniel?
Oh, yes. And that actually only scratches the surface.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it really does. I actually have so many Real Fast products that I don't actually remember them all at the same time.
Okay.
I just know now, I have one on this topic. I have another one on this topic, another one on this topic, and that's actually a very good thing, because one of the things that that happens when you go to serve a community, and I learned this early on, was that your expertise only goes so far, right? So when you are unable to take the next step in helping your community solve a problem, then the next step is to collaborate with other experts in a product that's under your brand. So like you mentioned, Real Fast Book Marketing, we did with John, that's primarily his content, my brand, right? Real Fast Pinterest, the same thing, mostly his content, my brand. Same thing with Elaine and Mike and other folks, because the really cool thing about that particular model is that you get to help your community with additional solutions. By the way, those solutions are wrapped up and embodied in the information product itself.
Yeah.
And you also get to essentially use the influence center of your collaborative partner to bring more people into your community. So it's like you've heard of a vicious cycle. It's more like a delicious cycle.
I love that. Okay, so then I'm looking at this list, and I'm looking at it, and I see that you do not have anyone that you've worked with on a Real Fast talk show host. So I will be sending you a pitch on that, because I think we'd work well together and that would be a fun thing to do. What do you do when people come to you and say, how do I find a product?
How do I find a product to make?
Yes, for this creation.
Or develop?
Yes.
Okay, that's a great question, January. And the answer to that question is, always, what does your market want? And what is your market, more importantly, already paying for? Right?
Okay, so what do they want?
That's where you start. You don't start with what you know that they need. You start with what you know they're already buying. So you sell them what they're already buying, and then provide them with what you know they need.
Okay, give me some examples.
Well, let's just say that you were in a business where you had lots of books, or even if you were in a service business, and you could tell that there are certain services that always sold well and sold with little effort and sold repeatedly. those are the types of things that if you can take and sort of pluck out elements of the solution, elements of the process,
mm-hmm.
and embody those in a process within a information product,
mm-hmm.
that's a good indication that not only will it sell when you sell it, right,
mm-hmm.
but also when you embody that solution in a information product,
mm-hmm.
it will also probably sell there as well. And,
okay.
and why is that? Well, the primary reason is because when you, let's say you're working with somebody one-on-one or even one-to-many in sort
mm-hmm.
of maybe a group thing. Well,
mm-hmm.
those are higher priced by virtue of the fact that we only have so many hours in the day, right? We only
right.
have 24 hours.
Okay. And we're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Daniel Hall.
Have you ever met someone who was shot in the chest in cold blood and lived to tell it? Now you have. Meet Hannah Lugerai Murray, author, advocate, and survivor of domestic violence, and now the founder and president of Angel of Mercy Shelter of Hope. Her dreamlike life turned to horror as her raging husband stood across her and fired his gun. She was left for dead. By a miracle, she survived to tell her story. Her book is available on Amazon and her website. If you'd like to have a personally signed copy, please visit her website at livetotellit.com. Hannah is now in the process of raising money to build her own shelter in Chandler, Arizona. Her shelter will house abused women, their children, and unique to Arizona, their pets. For more information, please visit her website at angelofmercyshelter.org. January is thrilled to be welcoming Dr. Nancy Irwin, who will be co-hosting on iHeartRadio with January Jones. As a doctor of psychology, clinical hypnotist, and author of U-Turn, Changing Direction in Midlife, Dr. Nancy is an agent for change. Many people believe that change can be scary, but she believes it can actually be creative and fun. She does know a thing or two about change, because at age 44, she transitioned from a stand-up comedian to shrink. Oh, believe her, the road from comedy to mental health is very short indeed. Most fears are learned, and the good news is whatever we learned, we can unlearn. Smoking, overeating, fear of public speaking, test anxiety, what have you. On our show, we'll be discussing how you can dissolve that negative programming and free your inner winner. Change is inevitable. You can either affect it or accept it. Visit her site, drnancyirwin.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions. I am pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is now also available at audiblebooks.com. We are very fortunate today to have a real priceless personality visiting with us on the show, Daniel Hall. He's been a guest before, and he is one of the most prolific people that I've ever met. Daniel, how do you pace yourself? How do you have enough hours in the day to get all of this done?
Leverage. I don't do it by myself. That's the secret.
Uh-huh.
And it's really important that other folks really kind of realize that, because you could work yourself to death.
Uh-huh.
And that's not what it's all about. It's really, to me, it's all about building a lifestyle around the way you want to live.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So that's one of the other things that I really like about the whole collaborative partner model.
Uh-huh.
When, you know, you have other folks that are benefiting from a particular product, then they're much more willing to do some of the tasks that need to be done, which will then, of course, frees you up to, mm-hmm. to live your life and have a good time and make good money on top of all that. You know, that's the beautiful thing.
It's a win-win-win.
My hope, January, is that I'm making the case well enough. It's actually a prayer of mine that people say, "Wow, I get it. I understand." And I hope, and my aim here is to shift people's paradigm into making the shift to yes, I can do this. And I really like this idea, by the way, of you know, doing a real fast product mm-hmm. around talk shows and being a mm-hmm. talk show host and monetizing that and building a platform around that. That's cool. That actually fits in a perfect example of how you take and you collaborate with somebody of an expertise like you, January, who's been doing this very successfully for a while now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you leverage their talents. You leverage their expertise and experience, because I don't know how to do it, but you do.
Well, and you know, it's interesting when I look back on this career. I had one in LA quite a while ago. I kind of got away from it, and as I said, it's like the mafia that pulls you back in. And now I started back doing radio since I retired to Arizona. I started out 30 minutes a day, and the show is now on 7 days a week, 2 hours a day, and it has just exploded. And I know things now that I never knew before.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, I definitely could share with people how not to reinvent the wheel and how to just go real fast and get it done. So maybe I'll be one of your next creators for your fast,
yeah,
real fast
sure.
brand.
Yeah, that sounds like something we need to explore a little bit. But see,
this
is the point.
Love it.
This is the point, January. That there are people that even if you don't have the knowledge, there are people that you could interview and create a product, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a very, very powerful way to do it as well. You could do survey products, for example. In other words, like I have a friend of mine that didn't know anything about making money with Amazon.com. So what he did was he rounded up a bunch of experts on different aspects of making money on Amazon. You know, one was Kindle books, another was audiobooks, mm-hmm. another one was the FBA and selling books and selling private label products. And he had different segments. So he identified, you know, people in each one of those niches, and then basically did an audio interview and had that transcribed, made it into a really nice report. And he sold that. He did very, very well mm-hmm. because it had some, mm-hmm. you know, some information that if you're interested in selling on Amazon, you probably don't know, right?
Right.
It was like top end type of information. And what I'm saying is that model can be used in any field.
Mm-hmm. And this is good information to share for people who are out there who don't realize that they actually do have a product, and they don't realize that they know things that other people might want to know and might want to take some shortcuts to success. And that's been the fun thing about this show, Daniel, because our theme is sharing success stories. There's an eclectic group of guests that we have. And what's been fun about it is I can literally invite anyone I want. And if I want to get any information, as you said, I invite them on the show. And guess what? They love to share this information. And basically, people love free publicity, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was just sort of mulling it over as you were talking there, January. And the one objection that I could hear, you know, in people's minds is mm-hmm. that, hey, I that sounds great. I'm on board with you, but it must be difficult to create a product. And I'm just sort of thinking about that for just a second. And I said, you know, I believe that that I have one of the easiest ways to create a product. And you could actually do this today, what I'm about to say, because I actually have a free training where I will take folks through, if you have a blog, or even if you don't have a blog but want to start one, we can take you through and show you exactly how to publish that blog on Kindle. And actually get paid when it sells on a subscription basis through Kindle. So,
oh my gosh,
and I have the complete training, no opt-in required or anything like that. Would you like to hear the web address?
Absolutely, because I have a blog.
Okay, yeah, so you would be able to, and again, you could do this today. Go watch the video today. It's very short, not all that difficult. But it's at Daniel Hall Presents, DanielHall Presents, presents.com/ GET code, COD. No spaces, all lowercase and after the forward slash. So Daniel Hall Presents.com/ GET code. At the very top of that page, you will see a tutorial. It's about a 7 or 8 minute tutorial, which will teach you how to publish your blog to Kindle.
Okay. Well, I am. And was that code just COD or was it CODE?
CODE.
Okay. I will do that, and I will report back to my listeners.
Cool. Everyone listening should go do that. It's free to do. And you can make a few bucks doing that, and you can kind of get introduced to this whole idea of creating a product, because that's when you publish like that onto Kindle, when you take your blog and publish onto Kindle, that's what you're doing. You're creating an information product.
Okay. And you know, it's interesting because I am totally addicted to my Kindle. It's with me constantly. I can't stand in line anywhere without pulling it out, but I have never used it for anything other than reading wonderful books. So this might be a way to utilize the Kindle and do more with it than I've been doing it. And I'm sure a lot of my listeners are doing the same thing as me. They're just using it for reading, aren't they?
Well, I mean, who's to know, but the really key thing is that instead of using it to read, you could use it to make money and use it to build a list, right? And build a platform around you in your knowledge base and in your core expertise. And that's what's operative here. And you can do this, by the way, this is not hyperbole, in less than an hour, you could be up and rolling on, you know, have your blog up and rolling on Kindle with that training that I just gave you there at danielhallpresents.com/getcode.
Okay, well, this will be fun, Daniel, because as you know, I'm of the older generation, and as my listeners know, these are things that if I can do it, anyone can do it. So we will definitely give this a try. We're going to hear from
you. You could do this, January. I know you can. I guarantee it.
Okay. We'll hear from my sponsors. And while we're listening to our wonderful sponsors, I'm going to think about making money with my Kindle. Doesn't that sound exciting? We'll be right back.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. Are you living the life you always wanted? Is your relationship fulfilling or a constant roller coaster ride? Do you know how to chart your own path? If you are sick of struggling, overwhelmed, stressed but desire balance, emotional freedom, and a purposeful life, then it's time to try something that really works. Dr. Casey's unique result-oriented emotional mastery technique will teach you how to be your own therapist while empowering you to be your best. Learn more at drsimoncasey.com. That's drsimoncasey.com. What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back, and I'm pleased to announce that both Miles Miller and Dr. Simon Casey will be visiting with us this month on the show, and they'll be sharing their expertise. Our guest today is Daniel Hall, and he is sharing his expertise. And now, Daniel, I would like to have you share your website information and share with my listeners how they can get your products.
Well, the very first and my strongest recommendation is to go to the URL that I just gave you, which is danielhallpresents.com/getcode. Mm-hmm. If you want to jump on to my email list, there's a way to do that there. But yes. As I said, the training there, you can get there and use without opting in if you don't want to. That's really the best way to get introduced to me and to the way I kind of do things. By the way, if you do decide to opt in, there's like, I think 12 other trainings, that, are free, when you do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
so,
I recommend lots of good reasons. Yeah, I recommend that people opt in because Daniel creates some of the most interesting emails and blogs that he sends out. As I get so many a day, yours are pretty irresistible. You're very good at writing a subject line, aren't you, Daniel?
Some of them do better than others, but we usually hold our own.
You do. You certainly do, because you always get my interest. Briefly, could you share a little bit? Earlier, I mentioned that you were the CEO of the brands Healed One Supplements and the Backseat Nanny products sold on Amazon. Share with us a little bit about those two companies.
So, one of the things that's really important in any business is that you set up as many different reoccurring and passive revenue sources as is possible. So that's what those businesses are. They mm-hmm. are independent. It's actually a completely separate company, two different companies right there. Its sole purpose is to sell physical products, mostly through Amazon. So we have a product called the Backseat Nanny. It's a backseat organizer that put on the back of your seat, so that the children in the back seat can just reach forward to get their sippy cup or their their snack or whatever, their games. It also protects the back seat from kicks. How some kids will like to swing their legs, and sometimes they have dirty shoes. It's better that the back seat nanny gets the brunt of that dirt than your seat, right?
That's what that is.
It does very, very well on Amazon. I have another product called Healed One, which we have our very first supplement is a phytoceramide, which is essentially a I believe it was Dr. Oz who called it a facelift in a bottle.
Okay.
And it really, really works super well. Of course, I have all of our supplements manufactured at a good manufacturing practices mm-hmm. USDA certified plant in Atlanta, Georgia, with only the best 100% natural ingredients.
Okay, well, that's intriguing. Facelift in a bottle. That's something I'd be interested in, and I'm sure my listeners would be too.
My wife has called me like 3 times to tell me that I need to order some because she's out. She's a huge believer. And I gave it to my mother, who's never uh-huh. really taken care of her skin and really needed it, and she uh-huh. looks just really, really, I mean, just it's been... it's been a huge, huge results that we've seen.
Well, if it's good enough for your mother, it certainly will be good enough for January Jones. We have 1 minute, Daniel. Share with my listeners what success means to you today as we speak, having you on our show. It's been wonderful. What does success mean to you today?
You know, that in some way, that you touch other people and you make their lives better, more abundant, and more loving. And that's what I try to do. That's what I try to do here today. It's what I try to do in every minute of every day, especially when I'm working with my community. And I think if you bring that to your business, whatever business that happens to be, success will be inevitable for you.
Yes. Very good. Wonderful advice. And it's been fabulous having you back on the show. I hope you come back again and again, because I think we need to talk about your 12 other training webinars and the advice you can share with our listeners. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you for having me, January.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Daniel Hall. Isn't he amazing and amusing? This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. If you would like to be a guest or advertise with us, just go to info@januaryjones.com. We really love sharing our stories and our struggles and our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling and then start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, Daniel Hall. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
Hi, Sorantos here with January. Check out my new smooth R&B song called Back and Forth. 33% of profits for this song are going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Lately, I hear the melodies of sorrow as the story unfolds. As the darkness draws near,
I hope you enjoyed my melody. Check out my other songs for free on my website at www.melogia.com.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.